TodoListHome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is August 3rd, 2012, and this is episode 116, Be a Beekeeper with Sustainable Beekeeping Practices. Last Tuesday was a great evening for me as I got to meet Michael Bush, the practical beekeeper from Nebraska who gave the Virginia Beekeepers a presentation on sustainable beekeeping. I've been following Michael's advice for the past 6 months, and it has been very worthwhile. Michael hosts a wonderful website for sustainable beekeeping, and I link to it in today's show notes at todolisthome.com. Raising honeybees has been a wonderful experience, and my knowledge of this animal has increased dramatically. We have found a renewed respect for nature and benefit from having tens of thousands of these wonderful animals pollinating our many gardens. It's unfortunate, though, that 80% of new beekeepers quit within the first 2 years. The bees die because partly there's 28 different major bee ailments that can overcome and kill a colony. There are pests such as the varroa mites, tracheal mites, small hive beetles, wax moths, ants, bears, raccoons, skunks, mice, other humans. No honey can be harvested for sometimes a couple of years. It's harder than anticipated, it's more expensive than anticipated, time is required to get to know your bees. There's no profit in this. You need to be prepared for eventualities. Neighbors can get noisy and insurance can sometimes be an issue. But I got interested in raising bees a couple years ago, and that interest got me reading, and from different websites I was led to Beekeeping for Dummies, and as soon as I opened the book I knew I was on to something good. However, the book and most of the other information I researched on raising honeybees failed to discuss sustainable beekeeping. Michael Bush is one of those rare voices who speaks from a true common sense understanding of the honeybee. Technology cannot fix the problems it has created, and that is the mindset Mr. Bush takes when discussing honeybee management. So what is it? What can I do to be a sustainable beekeeper? Well, I have to first stop treating. I need to raise my own queens from local surviving bees. Only then can I get bees who genetically can survive and parasites that are in tune with their hosts. As long as I will get weaker bees who can only survive if I provide them treatment, and stronger parasites who can only survive if they breed fast enough to keep up with my treatments. No stable relationship can develop until I stop treating. I have to ensure only clean wax is used. The bees need clean wax. Using foundation made from recycled, contaminated wax will not get that for me. The entire world wax supply is now contaminated with pesticides. Natural comb produced by the bees themselves will provide clean wax. This is accomplished with the use of foundationless frames. I have to get the bees back to natural cell size. Foundationless frames also allow for the construction of natural cell size. The bees make cells the size that their DNA tells them to make, not what the bee suppliers tell them. Doing this will also control pests in a natural way. Because of artificially large foundation cell size, bees today are 150% larger than normally found in nature. But with natural cell size, we can get control of the varroa population and finally keep our bees alive without all of the treatments. And lastly, I must only feed natural food. Honey and real pollen are the proper food of bees. Sugar syrup has a much higher pH content than honey, because sugar is an alkali, and this affects the reproductive capability of virtually every brood disease in bees plus Nosema. The brood diseases all reproduce more at the pH of sugar, which is about 6.0, than at the pH of honey, which is about 4.5. And this is not to mention that honey and real pollen are more nutritious than pollen substitute and sugar syrup. Artificial pollen substitute makes for short-lived, unhealthy bees. So those are the things that I'm going to try to introduce and help to manage with my bees over time and slowly without too much of a shock. In the meantime, you know, my neighbors all seem to take turns asking me why I raise honeybees, and I like to reply that it's the riskiest thing my wife will let me do. But actually, I am fascinated by the life of a honeybee colony and how hard and constant the honeybees work to produce more bees and honey. That's it for today. Now go and produce something useful.